I was thinking, optimism is positive thinking lighted up. I read that in one of Norman Vincent Peale's wonderful works, Positive Thinking. Optimism is positive thinking lighted up. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. Optimism is positive thinking lighted up. Well, I was at the Apple store and looking at some new computers that were coming out and how wonderful they are and thinking, gee, isn't that interesting? And as I looked at these new Mac Pros and thinking how wonderful they are, how interesting it'd be to have the upgrades that they have to offer. And then I thought to myself, hey, I've got a whole house full, a whole university full of computers. And the computers are PCs and Macs and everything under the sun. And if I learn just a wee little bit about operating any one of them, I'll be quite happy. Now, what does it take to learn how to do something? Well, what it takes, from our point of view, is one, pointedly, steadily working on something, taking your attention and keeping it on something, and not allowing yourself to be diverted to anything else. Well, I stood in the Apple store, and I was watching one man from Korea, I think, and he was looking at a computer there. And he had his girlfriend standing next to him. And he said to his girlfriend, "Isn't that neat?" And his girlfriend says, "Oh, that's wonderful." And she didn't have beans about what was going on. You could tell it. She was stars in her eyes over the fellow that she was with, but she didn't really know anything about the computer. She just gave answers that she thought was so wonderful. And so then he said to her, "Now, look at the games you can play on here. Oh, these neat games, these war games, these games, you know, of shooting and violence and stuff like that." She says, "Oh, that's so sweet." And then after a few minutes, he was listening to her, and he realized that she wasn't really paying attention to anything he was saying. And he tried to share with her what he was doing, but she was just so in love with him, so infatuated with him, that she didn't hear anything that he was saying. And so he decided, the only way I'm going to get her attention is to do something that would be of interest to her. So he looked through the computer and he found a fashion magazine. And he found beautiful women's clothes, the type of thing that his girlfriend liked. And it was not the type of thing her grandmother would like, but it's the type of thing that she would like. And as he brought this up from the internet, and he showed her, "Look at these interesting dresses. My gosh, you know, you'd look sweet and something like that, love." And she looked at him and said, "Oh, you're so wonderful." And then, for the first time, she looked at the computer screen. And she saw these dresses that appealed to her very much. "Oh, where'd you find that? Oh, that's beautiful. Oh, that's wonderful. Oh, my goodness. Hey, I like that. I like that." And then she said, "Oh, page through there. Look at some more." He got her attention. Now, do you think that she might be interested in learning about computers? Do you think she might be interested in learning more about what is going on? You see, he got her filled with optimism, filled with joy, and filled with enthusiasm for what he was interested in doing. But it was on some things that touched her consciousness. And because it touched her consciousness, he got her attention. You see, optimism is positive thinking lighted up. He lighted up her attitudes with positive thinking and brought her all sorts of wonderful experiences. Now, He says, "Hey, I want to look at this over here." She says, "Oh, no, I want to go on." And she continued paging through the computer on those beautiful fashions that appealed to her so much. And then as she was paging through them, she thought to herself, "Now, how do I make this bigger?" And she just asked the clerk, she says, "How do you make this bigger?" "Oh, you just click these two keys." "Oh." So she clicked the keys and it made it bigger. And then as she was looking at them, she says, "How do I quickly page through and see what all these things are, see what the prices are?" And then another person happens to be standing there. "Oh, you just click over here and see where it says to buy, the prices and stuff." "Oh, great." Well, for about 10 minutes, she fiddled around there, asking questions, checking it out, and learning all about how to work the program that stood before her. Now, she got the advice of the clerks, she got the advice of passers-by, and she didn't mind asking these brilliant-looking people who were walking by, "How do you do this? How do you do that?" And they didn't mind showing this charming girl how to do that. And before she was done, she was quite adept at running that computer page and running that particular program. Well, when her boyfriend came back about 10 minutes later, he said, "How you doing, love?" And she says, "Just a minute." And she was paging through some more things. And then she said, "Did you know that you can do this? Did you know that you can do that? Did you know that you can make this larger? Did you know that just by pressing one button, you can go to the prices? Did you know that you can do all these things?" And he says, "Man, you know, you're wonderful. You're fine." He didn't say, "Ah, I know all that stuff all the time. Ah, that's just beginner stuff. Oh, that's first grade stuff." He said, "Wow, you know a lot. You are wonderful. You are brilliant." He planted the seed of opportunity for her. She loved the material she was looking at. And then she, by her own inquisitiveness and by her own questioning of the proper way, she got answers for everything she wanted. And getting all these answers for everything she wanted, her optimism was just lighting up her positive thinking about what she was looking at. And she was so thrilled. She was so happy. She was so amazed at how much she learned. And she says, "Hey, I should really have one of these computers. I should really have one of these things. I could do all sorts of things. I could do my grocery list on here. I could go to the store before I even go there and find out what the prices are of various things, because they're all listed here on the computer. I could write letters to my mom on email." And I could. And she was selling herself. And so her boyfriend said, "Sweetheart, you are the most wonderful girl in the world. I am going to give you a computer." And she says, "No, I don't think so. I don't want you to give me such expensive gifts, because I do not want to tie myself to anybody. I love you. I like you. I enjoy you. But tomorrow I may like somebody else. And I would like them with all my heart. And if I have your computer in my hand, I'm going to be reminded of you." "I know. That's why I want to give you my computer. That's why I want to buy a computer for you." And she says, "No, sweetheart. No, I love you. But I don't know how much I love you. And we'll find out as time goes on. You can always, I can afford this. I can afford a nice computer for myself. In fact, I can afford one of these nice Mac Airs, you know, Pro Air, and the Apple Air, you know, which is just as skinny and thin as can be and does this." And the boyfriend says, "But it doesn't have this and that." She says, "I don't use that. When I want to, I can plug that in and use it. But I don't use it, so why should I carry something around I don't use? And the computer has everything I want, and it's wireless, it's everything. Wow!" And he says, "How did you learn all that?" She says, "I just pressed a button, and up it came. I pressed another button, and up it came. And different people." And by now she had drawn quite a crowd, and there were about 8 or 10 people standing around her. And she said, "These people!" And she turned around. "They've been all very helpful to me." And they all had a big smile of satisfaction on their face. "Yes, we did help this sweet young thing. Yes, we did." And they were so happy. They were so joyous. They were so filled with harmony and love. And she says, "All right, my friends, which one do you think I should buy? Should I buy this Air, or should I buy the Pro, or should I buy what? And they said, you know what is best for you. You buy what you want. And you might even buy two of them. Two? Why would I want two? Well, you want one at your mother's house, one at your house, and you want one that you can carry around with you. That's three. Well, maybe three. Well, let's start out with one. So she bought an Air, and she was so proud. It had everything she wanted on it. And she put a few more programs on it to make it a little easier for her. And she put an email name on there for her. And she was all set. And right there, before she left the store, she had everything going for her. And her boyfriend, who had wanted to go there and learn some things, found out that because of his know-it-all, and he did know a lot, but because of his know-it-all attitude, the doors were not open as they were for his sweetheart, who was a gentle, ignorant angel, asking simple, intelligent, loving questions, sincere questions, and getting answers that made her feel like queen for a day. Her optimism soared like the morning sun, shining over the hills, lightening the day, opening up everything in a beautiful way. She found that life was very fantastic, but only because she made it so. And her boyfriend had a new opinion of his girlfriend. And of course, as I stood there observing all this sort of stuff, I was thinking to myself, you know, with the right motivation, learning is a very simple thing, because learning gets back down to its original purpose, its original attitude. And learning in its original attitude is defined as revealing that you already know it. Because when learning takes place, you say, ah, yes, oh, yes, I understand now. Oh, yes, oh, I see. And you see, what we are saying is we already knew it. We just had it covered up like mud, and we had to get it walked off so that it would flow away, and the realization that we already know it has always been there and will always be there and is always there. We can have great adventures like this girl did of illumination. She also realized that this boyfriend was terrific, but there might be some other boys in the world that were terrific too. And what a glorious thing for a young lady to be aware of, not to be tied to any person because she feels he's the only fish in the sea. Or for the guys, that she's the only fish in the sea. This is something that we can all learn. And the computers, the apples are not the only fish in the sea, and the Macintosh, as good as they are, but the Dell and the Fuzushi and all the other possible computers, they're great too. Each one has their own lovely benefits. And which benefit is it that is going to bring the optimism, the positive thinking lighted up in us to shine forth and make us feel, oh, wow, this is great, this is wonderful, this is who I am. So, be open, be receptive, be loving. Realize that your day, your opportunity, your circumstance is there now. And it is there now. You are the master. You are the one. You are the girl who said, oh, just a minute, I want to look at these things here. Once she found something that turned her on, the beautiful gowns, the beautiful dresses, the simple dresses, the things that touched her interest. And once her interest was piqued, the learning curve dropped down to zero, and she already knew it. And she was pressing buttons like a child, uninhibitedly, and the computer was giving up its diamonds, its rubies, its gems to her, because she was free and able to Give it a try and have fun. You too can do that in any area of your life, just like I do. And find living is a lot of fun. That as we grow older, and as we add years to our life, what we're doing is we are subtracting years from our life. We are becoming younger every moment of our life. And it's a wonderful thing. Because as it is, as we do that, we know that we know that we know we already know everything. And now we reveal that to ourselves and enjoy it. Have a lovely day. And know that optimism is positive thinking. Light it up and have a good day knowing that for yourself. I love you. I love you. I love you.